I do indeed, yeah, because I've had approaches from residents in the areas, and they're very concerned of what is going on in their area and the antisocial behaviour. That they're just got to the stage that they're not prepared to tolerate it, and I'm afraid that they would probably take action that would be uncalled for. That, as I said in here at the meeting tonight, that if it's council houses, if they're tenants of the council, that they should look at it, and if they are, because they have 9 and 10 of the Tenancy Act, that they can act on that, and they have the agreement with the tenant that when they would sign up for that, that they should not be working in that operation.
But some of these obviously are private houses. Is that really the path you want to go down? Because it seems certain individuals believe and are operating outside the law. Is this not really a policing matter and not necessarily a housing matter?
It probably is, but for the council to take a lead on it, if it's a council tenant, whether it's a town council or county council, but that these people will be finding out the names, particularly get the numbers of the houses, and they will be looking to see who is the tenants of the house, and then they'll be taking approaching private owners in the case of it being a private tenancy act as well.
And we're looking really about the end game being eviction orders.
If it got to that, yes, because they're not prepared to tolerate the type of antisocial that's going on in the area.